Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, April 27th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View. Leading off today, Apple has officially launched its new self-service repair store, allowing iPhone customers in the United States to access parts and manuals that they can use to repair their own devices. The new store enables repairs of the iPhone SE, the iPhone 12, and the iPhone 13, including components such as the display, the battery, and camera replacements. Apple says it will launch a Mac self-service repair program later this year. The parts and tools available through the self-service repair store are the same as what Apple's own repair teams are given access to. A complete kit of tools can be rented for a week for $49. These complete toolkits include all of the necessary parts to complete a repair, but individual tools can also be purchased separately. You can also buy individual parts and tools as needed, and the complete toolkit is available for purchase as well as for rental. The pricing of these parts varies depending on the repair and the device type. For instance, a repair bundle for the iPhone 13 Pro display is priced at $269, but you can get a battery bundle for $71. For context, you can get your iPhone battery serviced through Apple for slightly less money at $69, and Apple's screen replacement service of an iPhone 13 costs $279, so only $10 more than the self-service cost. But there is one factor that makes these numbers make a bit more sense. For most repairs, when you have completed the process, Apple says you can return the old components back to the company, where they will be recycled. Once you do this, you'll receive a partial refund credit for returning the part. So, for instance, for a screen repair of the iPhone 13 Pro, that credit is worth $34, effectively lowering the cost to right around $225. And finally, in addition to the parts and tools, Apple has published full detailed instructions for all of these self-service repairs for free on its website. You can learn more and figure out how to get started with the self-service repair program at the link in the show notes below. In other news today, Apple is bringing back a lucrative Apple Card promotion for new users. The company has announced that new customers for Apple Card who are referred by existing Apple Card holders can secure a $75 bonus after making their first purchase. That $75 bonus comes in the form of daily cash and is added directly to your Apple Cash balance in the wallet application. You can then use this $75 for any Apple Pay purchase, apply it to your Apple Card balance, and even transfer it directly to your bank. This is a different sort of referral program than what many other credit card companies offer. This is because the person making the referral, so the existing Apple Card customer, does not receive any sort of bonus for referring their friends. For instance, companies like Chase and American Express offer pretty significant referral programs that benefit both the customer and the person making the referral. Because of this limitation, it's unlikely that this referral program, which runs until May 10th, becomes very successful. But if you're looking to join the Apple Card ecosystem, you might as well lock in $75 just by making a purchase. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View, a health and fitness dashboard for tracking your health data with insights, widgets, Apple Watch support, and more. Fitness View makes it easy to track your health app statistics with a clean interface, allowing you to see your daily, weekly, monthly, or yearly progress at a glance. You can set specific goals for your health information, customize your HealthKit data to your likings so you can focus on what metrics matter to you, and of course, you can keep track of everything directly on your Apple Watch in addition to your iPhone. Fitness View supports all of the latest iOS 15 and watchOS 8 features, including home screen widgets, multiple complications on the Apple Watch, and all of the latest data types in the Apple Health application. If you're looking for a health and fitness dashboard for your iPhone and Apple Watch, Fitness View is the best option there is. You can get started with Fitness View in the App Store for your iPhone and Apple Watch, and hit the link in the show notes below to learn more. My thanks to Fitness View from Fun Media for sponsoring 9-to-5 Mac Daily. Running out today, Apple is rolling out a new beta firmware update for the Studio Display. This beta firmware is referred to as the Apple Studio Display Firmware Update 15.5. As we've talked about before, the Studio Display runs a firmware that's based on iOS, and the display itself is powered by an A13 Bionic chip on the inside. This combination allows Apple to roll out firmware updates to the Studio Display with new features, improvements, and fixes. Apple says that this update, which again is only available to developer and public beta users, focuses on addressing problems with the webcam quality. As you might remember, when the early reviews of the Studio Display hit the web last month, many of the reviews heavily criticized the front-facing camera. The Studio Display features a 12-megapixel ultra-wide sensor with support for center stage technology to keep you centered in the frame. But as the early reviews made clear, this webcam leaves quite a bit to be desired, and Apple responded to the negative reviews by promising it would roll out a software update to address the concerns. Version 15.5 of the Studio Display firmware does indeed make multiple changes to how the webcam works for the device. Apple says the update focuses on addressing camera tuning, improving noise reduction, improving contrast, and adjusting center stage framing. If you're looking for a before and after comparison of the Studio Display webcam, we have some images and videos linked in the show notes below, but the consensus seems to be that while this update does make some improvements to the camera quality, it still doesn't compare to webcams we've seen in previous iMacs, and especially webcams that you can buy from companies like Logitech. As of right now, the Studio Display firmware 15.5 is only available to developer and public beta testers, and you'll also need to be running the latest macOS Monterey 12.4 beta. Once you have macOS 12.4 beta installed on your Mac, you'll see the new Studio Display beta in the System Preferences application. That wraps up another episode of 9-to-5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9-to-5 Mac Daily.